Good morning. You know, one of the most useful things in my walk with Jesus that I've been really surprised has helped me so much are my failures. I don't think it's beneficial to get wrapped up in the poor, pitiful me idea, nor do I think it's beneficial to be proud of your dysfunction and I'm just a sinful guy. And I think both extremes are used by the enemy to derail us and stop us from going in the right direction with God. I can tell you that there seems to be a complaint about the church that often, and I hear, quote, sounds something like this. It's full of hypocrites, and the other one that quickly follows is they are so judgmental. Now, I can't prove nor disprove the validity of either of those statements. But to the first one, full of hypocrites, we've often have said this, that, well, there's always room for one more, with a lighthearted, inviting way. But in this other idea that they're so judgmental, I believe there is more truth in that statement than what we, the church, should be comfortable with. I really feel like Jesus understood the propensity that as our life starts to reach higher levels of functionality and stability, that we would be tempted to think that if they would just do what I did, they would be better. Stop. Please remember, we do not believe that in doing the right thing, it makes us right. It is in connecting to Jesus with a heart posture that He requires, and that is poor in spirit. It is in that living relationship with Jesus that we, with the Spirit's power, are transformed. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3. The behavioral change has got to be in response to an attitude change, that is repentance. Now, I don't think it's a coincidence that toward the middle of this list of attitudes that we're to have, that Jesus inserts this one. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. You know as well as I, in the beginning of our faith journey with Jesus, mercy seemed to be a commodity that was abundant. And maybe it was because we were still wrestling with this concept of our own brokenness. But as we walk with Him and His favor becomes more evident, I am fearful that we may be tempted to think that because of our accomplishments or achievements, that somehow we have become better than those around us. God forbid. I believe that Jesus has given us a stark reminder here. You, disciples of Jesus, are to be the dispensary of mercy for those around you. Thought of the day? When you think about how much mercy we should give to others, ask yourself this question. How much mercy will you want when you stand before the judge of all? Believe it or not, according to the Bible, one will have an impact on the other. God bless.